Sorrows and Smiles, written by Dee Williams and read by Kim Hicks.
Chapter 1. Pam King was walking hand in hand over the lush grass with Robbie Bonetti, steadily climbing the hill towards the Greenwich Observatory. She knew what they were doing was wrong. Her grandmother would be very angry if she ever found out she was with Robbie. But when Pam smiled up at him, her heart missed a beat. However, she couldn't help remembering the scene a few weeks ago when she had first innocently told her gran and her mother who she was going to the pictures with. Ivy King, her grandmother, had pulled herself up to her full 5'4". She was a slim and very upright woman who, despite her age, still had a full head of dark hair, only lightly sprinkled with grey. Her dark eyes were bright and had blazed with anger. She had shouted in a way she had never shouted before, saying she didn't want Pam to get involved with that family. Pam had laughed nervously and asked why, but her grandmother had simply said it was something that happened long ago. The Bonettis were no good and she mustn't have anything to do with them. Pam couldn't believe she was being forbidden to see Robbie, and that made her more determined than ever to go out with him. How dare her gran tell her who she could and couldn't go out with, she'd fumed. She was 18 and quite capable of making up her own mind. She turned to her mother. Mum, why can't I go to the pictures with Robbie? Rose King had looked from one to the other, still shocked at her mother-in-law's uncharacteristic outburst. She couldn't understand why Ivy King had objected so vehemently to her daughter's request. She herself couldn't see any harm in it. After all, everybody knew that the Bonettis were well off, a respected family. Gran must have a good reason, was all she could think of to say, aware that she should support Ivy's stand. They'd always agreed to back each other in matters of discipline. The two of them had brought Pam up alone, for Pam's dad had died before she was born. Finally, Pam stormed out of the kitchen, and Rose put to Ivy the question she'd been dying to ask. I don't understand, Ivy. Why are you so against Pam seeing this boy?
I can't tell you, but it's for the best.
Rose looked shocked.
And don't you go looking down your nose at me. She mustn't have anything to do with that family.
But why?
I have my reasons.
But what harm will it do?
They're no good.
She might be over him in a few weeks, Rose protested. So is it that important?
Yes, so let that be the end of it.
Rose sighed and carried on with her knitting. She knew it wasn't any good arguing with her mother-in-law once she'd made up her mind. When it went quiet, Pam, who had been listening outside the door, crept up to bed. As she lay thinking about Robbie, she smiled to herself when remembering their first date. She couldn't help it, despite her gran's disapproval. She gave a little giggle when she thought about how she and her friend Jill had been eager to try out the new false nails that were all the rage. They were both always ready to have a go at anything new as soon as it came on the market. That evening in the cinema with Robbie, when the lights went up, Pam had been horrified to find that when she took off her gloves, the nails came with them, and the glue had left her own nails black and hairy from the fleece lining inside the gloves. She felt so embarrassed she'd kept her gloves on all evening. She blamed Jill for not trying them out first. Jill was a true friend, and had proved it that night by offering to give Pam an alibi when she went out with Robbie, and also on the few occasions since. She was doing the same today, for the Greenwich trip.
Penny for them.
Robbie's voice interrupted her thoughts.
Sorry,
Pam's voice trailed off. But she knew she had to tell him what was bothering her.
Pam, what's up? You've been in a dream all day. I thought coming up here to Greenwich was a great idea.
Still hand in hand, they carried on walking for a moment before Pam replied.
It was, and I'm ever so pleased we did. Let's sit down for a bit.
Well then, what's the trouble? I don't get many days off, especially at this time of year, and when I do, you seem to be in a different world.